Okay, you're listening to KZSC 88.1 FM. This is DJ Badger. And joined with me here today is Brenda Avila. Brenda, would you mind introducing yourself and talking a little bit about why we're here today?
Hi, it's so great to be here. Thank you so much for this space. My name is Brenda Avila Hanna, and I am a documentary filmmaker. Most of my films focus on transnational identities, like spaces and stories. I live here in Santa Cruz. I graduated from social documentation, a grad program at UC Santa Cruz, and I teach actually at Kresge College every fall. One of my favorite things is to work with the Watsonville Film Festival, where I have been a volunteer for, maybe 12 or like no 10 years actually. 10 years is my 10-year anniversary with the festival. And I have worked with programming there and with artist development initiatives, and I'm here to just share about the festival and what it's like to have the only Latinx Film Festival between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Yeah, when I heard that stat, that really surprised me. It's really cool that we have that right here in the area. To provide a little bit of context, I was wondering if you could tell me about kind of how the festival in general came about and kind of how that formation started.
The festival started, I believe, in 2011. And at that point, I was a grad student at UC Santa Cruz. I moved from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I had no idea about the festival. And I think it started by just four amazing Latinx leaders in the Watsonville area. One of them is actually the director of the Digital Nest, which is also a wonderful space for arts and technology based in Watsonville. But so the four of them just, they love Latino films, and at some point they decided, they were like, well, there's so many great films that we hear about that they're presenting. We have to go all the way to San Francisco to enjoy them, and it's really hard to get a hold of them. And I know that a lot of people in the community would love to watch them and have a space to talk about them. So they just got together and did a weekend of films for them and their friends, and it just kept growing every year. And so this year, I believe, is the 12th anniversary, 13th anniversary of the festival. No, the 12th. And it just keeps growing and growing. And now we have events all year round. And every year we try to curate films that are not just, big premieres or, just commercially super popular, but just films that we feel resonate with the community. But we can talk about the lineup a little bit later.
Yeah, totally. Well, it sounds like you've been with the film festival for the majority of its time. What's it been like to kind of watch it to continue to grow and expand and to play a part with it every year?
It's been amazing to be a part of that. I think because as a student at UC Santa Cruz, sometimes, there was, when I first got here, I felt a little bit of, I was longing a little bit for community. I grew up in Mexico, and while there's a great community, Mexican community in Santa Cruz, I felt like there was something missing. And then just 20 minutes south, there was Watsonville, where it's over 80% Latinx. And I had never been there. Throughout my entire time at UC Santa Cruz, I didn't know about Watsonville. I never took the time to go there. And once I got there, it really felt like there was a lot of that what I was longing for, from the food to, the arts, and just the community was there. And it was just so welcoming, and it's had such a rich history. And so seeing how the festival really could take that into consideration. And it's not just a festival that shows films like your standard film festival, but it really is community building. So the idea, like, the festival has always been really on board with the fact that the community that it's serving, it's a underserved by film festivals, right? You think about a red carpet and you think, oh, you have to dress in a certain way, right? You have to be like a filmmaker or some sort of actors or personality to walk the red carpet and to see that every year families walk the red carpet, abuelitas, everybody, actually everybody gets to walk the red carpet, and it's just so much fun. So I have enjoyed seeing how the community shapes the festival, and not, it really is what people are responding to. That's what we try to create every year.
Well,
If that
that's really
makes sense.
awesome. 100%. Something that I'm also pretty interested in. As you were kind of saying, you were a student here at UCSC, and for a lot of your time here, if I'm understanding correctly, you hadn't spent a lot of time engaging with Watsonville and some of the culture and opportunities that are there. Do you feel like this is a really common theme for UCSC students? Do you think students at UCSC are often kind of isolated from the broader Santa Cruz community and even some of the communities outside of Santa Cruz, like Watsonville, Salinas? And how do you think, sorry, this is starting to become a little bit of a long question, but I guess how do you think something like the Watsonville Film Festival can serve to kind of help bridge that gap and try to create connections between UCSC and Santa Cruz and Watsonville and help make these areas a little bit more interconnected?
That's a wonderful question. I think you phrased it perfectly fine. I think that was my experience when I graduated in 2013. So some things might have changed. I know myself now that I am a professor. I do see, I hear from students sometimes that, throughout their entire time they don't go to Watsonville yet. So I think that it might be, and there's been numerous conversations about this, right? It could be the geography of Santa Cruz in itself, right? Like we're up in the hill, and so sometimes it's and transportation is not always optimal to go to certain places. It takes a long time, so all those are things to consider. And I think that there's so many like student groups and other communities within the university that are precisely trying to bridge that gap. And I think the festival plays this important role. We recently presented last week, for example, we presented a film, and one of our hosts, we invited a wonderful professor at UC Santa Cruz, a film professor, Gustavo Vasquez. And so by having the faculty also participate at this event, it really helps just sort of see like, hey, now I can tell my students they can submit to this local film festival. They don't have to go that far to have their work screened and have their friends and have their own community celebrate their work. And I think this is spaces like this provide like a this safe environment, especially for filmmakers or cultural workers that are on campus, to just like let's explore what it's like. We're right here, and it's like before the I remember being a filmmaker, like getting started and being like, okay, you hear about film festivals, but then you have to pay to go to them, and then what does it even mean? Like, how do they even choose these films? Like, how all of this, navigating all this pipeline to just be like a professional filmmaker or whatever that means. And then having the festival and being able to navigate that within the festival was amazing, right? Because we're right here, and we'd love to work with students to, even if they're not sure, they don't have a film to submit, like they can come, they can work with us and see what it's like to have like a selection process, organizing an event. How do you engage communities? There's just so much activism at UC Santa Cruz. So how do you engage underserved, underrepresented communities, and especially in areas that sometimes are seen as like elite, right? Like film festivals. And it's like, that's just not, how are people, how is that, how are we reinventing what a reimagining what a film festival can be? And so that could apply to so many other spaces. So we would love to have students come, see this like grassroots effort, how and just kind of s because the pipelines and what it's like to have a Latinx-led event serving Latinx community. So kind of like all around, and everybody is welcome, because I think it's not just not only like Latinx organizers are working in the festival, but we really want to welcome students to come and see, have this safe space within the community to practice so many of the things that they learn at UC Santa Cruz.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with you. I think so many of the things that are taught and are practiced at UC Santa Cruz are so adjacent to what it sounds like the Watson Film Festival is about and what it's trying to do. I think like trying to break down some of this elitism that is, you know, very often and traditionally held with cultural events and especially in something like film or film festivals. I think really provides a unique opportunity for the community to engage with different forms of expression and different mediums. Yeah, so I think that's a really great thing, and I think definitely a good way to try and foster some engagement between the community of Watsonville and the community of Santa Cruz and some of the students here. Yeah. If that's all right with you, maybe we can go into a little bit of the specifics of the festival. If you wouldn't mind sharing some of the important dates, some of the important events that are going to be going on, and what people could expect to see at this festival.
Absolutely. So we have a great program this year. And I think I forgot to say that while we have the festival, usually every March, we do events all year round. For example, we have a huge Dia de los Muertos event where we show Coco at the plaza. If you've ever been to Watsonville, it's like this beautiful kind of Coco-like plaza. You know, you have the little gazebo in the center, you have the park, and it's really gorgeous. And so everything's decorated. There's dance, there's music, there's food, there's a lot of community. Everything's like covered in marigolds. And there's a wonderful art market for artists in from the region. So so we do different things around film. But this particular festival, so our big we well there's okay so we start this Thursday. That's the opening night, and we're actually going to open the festival with shorts. And some of these shorts were made by local filmmakers. So these are professional filmmakers that are working in our area. Two of them are actually alumni from our Cine Se Puede Fellowship program, which is a program, a 10-month program that gives financial support and some mentorship to emerging professional filmmakers in our area. And these are amazing filmmakers who have gone on and won, you know, awards and screened their films at different festivals, but they keep working here. And one of the reasons we had the fellowship is because a lot of filmmakers, you know, we have two big universities in the region, and well, unfortunately, a lot of filmmakers have to go. A lot of them end up in Los Angeles, or if we're lucky, in Oakland or San Francisco, because it's, you know, sometimes they find it difficult to get started around here. So, or they, if they need to stay around here, they end up kind of, you know, working different, have hustling different jobs to make it. And so we want to make sure that we can support them, that they find community, that they can, you know, see each other, work together, and so that's another aspect that the festival does, that fellowship program. So we're showing, it would be, if people want to find out more about you know, what local filmmakers are working on, this would be a great time. The opening night, this Thursday, March 7th, it starts at 6 p.m. at the Cinelux in Watsonville. And you're gonna get to meet local filmmakers too that are working and thriving here in the area. So that's a great and also we're gonna have a party afterwards. So it's a good way to see their work, get to see what they're up to, and then actually connect with them. Just again, another effort we're trying to do to just build community. But we also have a program Friday. It's International Women's Day program. Viva la Mujer. We have some short segments. And then after that, we also have another set of films called Powerful Women. That's at 7. The first one that's at 5, then there's one at 7. And then Saturday, we also have different, we have actually 4 film screenings. All of this is at the Cinelux in Watsonville. So it makes it a little easier to make sure you're in the right place. We have local student short films. That's at 11:30. That's a free event. All of our events actually are, you know, they're donation based. So we have a set pricing, but no one is turned away at the door for lack of funds.
Okay,
So I
okay.
mean, we have a packed house, but I think that's really important that, you know, people know that that's not a barrier to go and enjoy the films. And so the 11:30 segment on Saturday's local student short films, we have actually some films made by middle schoolers. And so we're just, you know, trying to uplift every filmmaker. Doesn't matter how old they are, we have a space for them for how new they are to this. And then the other three segments, they start at 1, then there's another one at 3:30, and then another one at 5:30. But I really want to highlight the 5:30 event is the closing event. It's a big red carpet with an award-winning director, Peter Rath, who's also UCSC alumni. And we are presenting the anniversary of his film La Mission, or La Mission, which is about the neighborhood in San Francisco that is, you know, very well known as the Latinx neighborhood. And it is about the San Francisco lowrider community, and about you know, family, and you know, toxic masculinity, and how, you know, how our community just can, you know, navigate a specific time and culture. And the director is going to be there, so there's going to be a Q&A, and there's going to be an after party, and again, this is another opportunity to connect. You know, filmmakers get to connect, so that's another thing that we try to, you know, foster communities. Not like, okay, so the fancy directors are here, and then the other people are here, and it's really a place to come together. And I, again, it's a great opportunity to really learn firsthand from filmmakers, and yeah, and build those bridges, that community.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. And I think that's like really, really interesting and really important to emphasize that. You know, I had never, at least coming from the perspective of somebody who doesn't know a whole lot about film festivals, I think my idea has always been, you know, it's those more fancy directors. Everybody comes in and shares their work from all over, but not necessarily as focused on building and uplifting local filmmakers kind of from the ground up, like providing funding, providing stipends for people to work and start developing film in their own community, is something that I had never really previously associated with film festivals doing. So that's really, really interesting, and really cool to hear that that's something that the film festival is doing as well.
I'm glad we have a lot of talent, but you know, it's important to acknowledge that this is a really complicated, like expensive place to live. This is you know, in some ways and in some industries, it might feel a little bit isolated at times. So building community sometimes is an important way to be like, all right, so where is everybody? How can we like support each other? Like, and you know, I'm excited that you know, filmmakers are going to be able to have their former fellows will have a segment to screen their films. And actually one of them has two films in the festival. But you know, just so people can see that they, you know, they've worked with each other. They've worked, they don't, you know, camera for, you know, or sound or production, you know, in collaboration, and they've shared opportunities. So it's amazing to see them like lifting each other up and collaborating and bringing more people into the fold.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. I think that's just about everything. I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Brenda, before we finish this up?
I guess one more thing that I forgot to say, thanks for giving me that space. Sunday, we also have an exhibit, the opening of a lowrider exhibit. Excuse me, that's kind of in tandem with the presentation of the, you know, the La Mission, I'm sorry, on Saturday. So, but the gallery opening is Sunday at the Porter Building. It's also downtown Watsonville, but this exhibit that lifts up the work of and the history of lowriders in our area has been supported. It's in collaboration with the Pajaro Valley Arts Center, and also with supported by California Humanities through a grant that allowed for this. It was a call for artists, so people submitted their like memorabilia and just art that's based on the history of lowriding in our community. And there's going to be a big show. People are going to bring their cars, they're going to bring their art, they're going to be like, there's going to be a big barrio bus Coming from San Diego, I said it's a family event. It's gonna be amazing. I believe that starts at 1 p.m. Well, I think at 11 a.m. is the opening of the gallery, but I think the show, the low rider, kind of like the parade sort of starts later in the day, like at 1. But yeah, people, bring family, students, anyone who wants to come and enjoy downtown Watsonville and the exhibit is gonna have a blast. So yeah, and I just want to encourage students to get involved, come to the festival, reach out to the volunteers, the staff members, and ask, how can I get involved in the festival? And we'd love to host you and make community. We have events year round, so it's always a good time to join the festival.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Well, yeah, once again, if there are any students or any people at UCSC in or out of UCSC interested in working to help support or gain some experience from working with the film festival and some of the yearly things that they do, who would be the best person to contact for some of that information?
You can reach out to me. It's my email is brenda@watsonvillefilmfest.org. Yep, just my first name, Brenda. Watsonvillefilmfest.org.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for meeting with me today, Brenda. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me a little bit about the festival, and I'm super excited to see what's going to be happening this later this week. Yeah, I'm super excited for it.
Thank you so much for this space. This has been a pleasure anytime.
Of course. Brenda Avila-Hanna is an award-winning documentary filmmaker who's now a research fellow at UCSC's Film and Digital Media Department, where she received her MA in social documentation. She serves on the WFF board and mentors emerging filmmakers as part of the festival's Cine Se Puede fellowship program. This is the essence of what the Watsonville Film Festival is about: creating more opportunities for local Latina storytellers. She's been involved with the Watsonville Film Festival for 10 years now, from when she first presented one of her films at the festival. All right, and this is DJ Badger. You're listening to KZSC Santa Cruz 88.1 FM. Thanks so much for listening.